Welcome to today's Daily Manna of Sunday, the 12th of November 2023. Today's topic is present-day Babylon. Our text today is taken from Revelation chapter 18 verses 9 through 20. And the kings of the earth, who have committed fornication and live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar for the fear of her torment, saying, "Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city! For in 1 hour is thy judgment come." And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise any more. Verse 12. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, and of pearls, and fine linen, and purple, and silk, and scarlet, and all thyin wood, and all manner vessels of ivory, and all manner vessels of most precious wood, and of brass, and iron, and marble, and cinnamon, and odors, and ointments, and frankincense, and wine, and oil, and fine flour, and wheat, and beasts, and sheep, and horses, and chariots, and slaves, and souls of men. And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. The merchants of these things, which were made rich by her, shall stand afar for the fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. Verse 16. And saying, "Alas, alas, that great city, that was clothed in fine linen, and purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold, and precious stones, and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches is come to naught. And every shipmaster, and all the company in ships, and sailors, and as many as trade by sea, stood afar off, and cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, What city is like unto this great city? And they cast dust on their heads, and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, Alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. Verse 20. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and ye holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged you on her. Key verse, Revelation chapter 18 verse 10. Standing afar for the fear of her torment, saying, Alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city! For in 1 hour is thy judgment come. Some people will avoid admitting the obvious truth, or speaking their mind, if they have the indication that such an action will trigger mass protest against them, or if they suspect that powerful people would be hurt. On the other hand, such people will readily acknowledge, and even echo some outrageous positions, that they think are popular with the public, and would advance their personal interests. This is the condition of present-day Babylon. The book of Revelation speaks about the mystery of Babylon, which signifies the world and its system. It is presented as a city that is full of corruption and immorality, a great harlot that plays host to all the kings and nobles in society, who flock around her in search of pleasure and wealth. All kinds of merchandise are traded, even the souls of men. But suddenly, it falls, and with it goes all the lusts and corruption thereof. The people standing afar see its demise, and wonder how such a great city could fall so suddenly and irredeemably. Babylon represents the current world system. The present material world promotes the worship of Satan, the god of this world. It encourages abortion, pornography, gambling, drug and alcohol usage, nightclubs, etc., and the persecution and killing of saints. Babylon will fall at the second advent of Christ. The Lord will finally destroy this present world with fire and fervent heat. Sadly, those who have made this world their only hope and source of comfort and pleasure will cry when it falls into irrecoverable ruins and destruction. Thought for the day. The world's system will collapse soon. The Bible in 1 year. Ezekiel chapters 3-5. For more spiritual nourishment from Daily Manna, visit us at www.dailymanna.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.